Are the conditions of your heart and life favorable for what you are hoping and praying for God to do in your life? We get so stuck on the request. Dear God, please give me this. Dear God, please make this happen in my life. Dear God, please bless my plans. Dear God, I'm ready. Where are you? But are the conditions favorable for God to move? Here's what I mean. In the winter, conditions must be just right for it to snow. Kids can pray all they want for a snow day, but if conditions aren't favorable, it simply won't happen. A winter storm forms when a cold, dry air mass mixes with a warm, moist air mass. There must be three things before anything frozen will fall from the sky: cold air, moisture, and lift. With those conditions, there is a high probability of snow, sleet, and ice. Now, I want to ask you this. How are the conditions of your heart? What about your life? Are we guilty of asking God to make it snow in the middle of summer? Are you tracking with me? Friends, the heart behind how we approach God with our requests, needs, desires, and wants matters. God is God, and through the prophet Isaiah, he makes it clear his thoughts, ways, and timeline are way above our own. Also, God is always at work and on the move, even in seasons we feel he is silent. He loves us, he never leaves us, and he is always at work. Jesus said in John 5:17, "My Father is always at his work to this very day, and I too am working." So, just because we don't see what we want to see when we want to see it, God sees and knows, and his way is always best. Knowing those truths, it's always good to check the conditions of our heart to be sure we're seeking his way above our own. Here are three conditions that will lead to a high probability of peace for your heart as you discover God's will and plan for your life. First, do you know Jesus? Does your heart belong to him? That's the most important thing. John 14:6. Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Give your heart to God by grace through faith in Jesus. And as you seek his way, your heart will then be open to listen and hear his voice. Second, is your heart and mind focused on Jesus, daily being renewed by truth? The world wants you to believe you are God, and what you want, you deserve. Set your heart on what is true and what leads to life. Romans 12:2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. This condition is vital to seeing above your circumstance, broken dreams and desires, to be open to see God move in his way, his timing, and for your good. And third, are you willing to lay down your request, your need, your deep desire, trusting God with it? Only then can you truly say, "Blessed be your name, O God," no matter what may or may not come. Jesus is the perfect example for us. Luke 22:41. He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, knelt down, and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." The conditions of our heart must be in a place where we know Jesus, we're being renewed daily with truth, and our heart is willing to say with a thankful heart, "Lord, not my will, but yours be done." With those conditions, God can and will do above and beyond all you could ever ask or imagine. That's the truth. Check the conditions of your heart. Lean in. Watch and wait, and you'll see something beautiful in his time. I'm Lori Klein.